you, Jesus, the lover of my soul, the lover of my life. Lord, I bless you. Anytime we see the dawning of another day, we say thank you, God. Thank you for your mercy. We say thank you. Lord, we appreciate you. Anytime we see the dawning of a new day, we say thank you, God, for the journey so far, for the journey of our sleep to our waking. Lord, we magnify you. We say thank you, Jesus. We do not take it for granted. Lord, we are so grateful. Thank you, God, for everything you have done for us. We, your children, we say thank you, God. Thank you for being intentional about our life. Thank you for being our God. Thank you because you are good. Thank you for your love, for your care. We are so grateful. Without you, we are nobody. Without you, we will be forgotten. Without you, our life is shattered. Without you, nobody can even see us and say, this is a living being. Lord, we are grateful. Thank you for everything. You are good. You are kind. We appreciate you for everything you have done. But thank you for what you will do. Thank you for what you are doing. We do not take it for granted. We say thank you, God. Lord, we are grateful for everything. Thank you because you are good. You are kind. Yes, you are the Lord Most High. Lord, you are good. Baba ore reko. Great is your faithfulness in our families. Great is your faithfulness in everything you have done. Lord, we are grateful. Lord, we come today, we bow before you, we say thank you for everything. Thank you for who you are. Thank you for what you have done. Thank you for what you are doing. Thank you for the good things that you are still going to do for us. In Jesus' name we've prayed. Amen. Good morning, brethren. Today is the 27th day in the month of March 2026. The grace of God has kept us and we do not take it for granted. I want us to make these words of declaration with me. That Lord, as I go out today, I go out in your strength. I go out with sound mind in the name of Jesus Christ. I receive power from the Most High. My journey today is blessed in Jesus' name. My journey today is the journey of favor in Jesus' name. I will not walk the journey of today in an helpless state. I will be helped of the Lord because my help comes from the Lord who made the heaven and the earth. Daily as I breathe, I will enjoy your faithfulness. I will enjoy your help. I will enjoy your favor in the name of Jesus Christ. The blood of Jesus speak better things for us than the blood of Abel in the name of Jesus Christ. I enjoy the power of the Lord in every areas in the name of Jesus Christ. I enjoy your redemption work. I enjoy your redemptive power in every areas of our lives in the name of Jesus Christ. I will not be left alone. I will not be helpless in the name of Jesus Christ. The grace of the Lord will shield and speak greater things for us in the name of Jesus Christ. The blessings of today will be our portion in Jesus' name. We redeem today with the blood of Jesus in the name of Jesus Christ. The mercy of the Lord goes ahead of us in the name of Jesus Christ. The mercy of the Lord opens doors for us in the name of Jesus Christ. The mercy of God speak good things in the name of Jesus Christ. It is well with us in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen. Good morning. We want to thank God for the journey so far from the beginning of March till this hour. We are so grateful for the help of the Lord that we have been enjoying, and we will continue to enjoy the help of the Lord beyond our reasoning, beyond our expectation in the name of Jesus Christ. Our anchor scripture has daily been taken from the book of Psalm 121 verse 1 and 2, which says, I will lift up my eyes unto the hills, from whence cometh my help. My help comes from the Lord who made the heavens and the earth. Our help will come from the Lord in the name of Jesus Christ. Today, we'll be looking at the help of the Lord in the aspect of stillness, in the aspect of calmness, in the absence of peace of mind. When we are talking about stillness, calmness, and peace of mind, it doesn't mean that we are living a life that is free of challenges, chaos, or storms. No, it is not the absence of storm. It is the softness, the stillness, and the calmness we enjoy in the midst of all. Remember, there is no life that is free of one challenge or the other. Inasmuch as we are still on earth, inasmuch as we are still living, life is full of ups and downs. But we enjoy the calmness of God, the stillness of God, the peace of God helps us to sail and scale through every hurdles that comes our way. The presence of the Lord settles all things for us. The presence of the Lord goes ahead to silence every chaos that comes our way. God holds us by his hand to give us victory on all sides, to give us testimonies. And our testimonies will abound in Jesus' name. Amen. I want to sing this song. I'll sing it in Yoruba and in English. Hallelujah. Ayo lo je pe mo ti ri idari jigba ni ibi kibi ti mo ba wa ko se wu Jesu wa nibe. Hallelujah, it is joy that I have received forgiveness. Anywhere that I am, there is no danger, Jesus is there with me. That is what I want you to know. Anywhere you are with Jesus, happy, happy home. Without Jesus, it's full of chaos and every challenges of life. With Jesus by our side, we have the joy, we have the peace. We are enabled and strengthened from our inner man. We are enabled and strengthened to do great and mighty things because we have God by our side. We'll be taking our anchor scripture from the book of Psalm 46. I'll begin from verse 1, NLT version. It says, God is our refuge and strength, always ready to help in times of trouble. So we will not fear when earthquake comes and the mountains crumble into the sea. Let the ocean roar and foam. Let the mountain tremble as the Lord surge. A river brings joy to the city of our God, the sacred home of the Most High. Amen. Talking about the river that brings joy into the city of our God, a sacred home of the Most High. Let us wait a little and talk about these verses that we have read. He said, our God is our refuge. A refuge is a hiding place, a place of safety, a place of assurance that I am secured. That is the place of refuge. And God is our refuge on a daily basis. He is our safety. He is the place we run to at all times to keep us moving, to shield us from the challenges and the toughness of this world, from the wickedness of the world. Who is this river? He is our God, the Almighty, the mighty in battle, the lover of our lives, the one who delivers our souls, the Lord who gives us peace at all times. He is the river of the living water. He is the fountain that flows with endless flow, always ready, according to verse 1, said, always ready to flow into our lives whenever we are ready and open to receive from the fountain. His fountain never dry. It never dries up. It flows and flows and flows because in him we live, we breathe, and we have our being. He is the creator of our life. He is the source of our life. He can never go dry. So never you think that I won't God be tired. I'm coming to him at all times. He is always ready. Call on him at all times. Call him in the morning, call him at noon, call him in the midnight, call him in the night. He is always there. His ears are open. He is the omnipotent and omnipresent, willing to listen to us at all times. That is why we call him our Father who art in heaven. We hallow his name because he is always ready for us. He said he will never leave nor forsake us. He will never leave us desolate. He is always there at all times. So all we need to do is to call unto him at all times. He is there to give us answers to our cry. Who is the city of our God? The city of our God is a place of our possession, the place that God has readily made available for us from the creation of the earth. God has provided it as a place of safety for us to live and enjoy our lives in peace without being trampled by the chaos of this world. That is the city of our God, and he has prepared it for us to live. He has prepared it for every individual living soul. That is the city that God has provided for us to be a place for our possession. And Deuteronomy chapter 11 verse 12 says, it is the land that the Lord takes care of. That land of possession is the place that God has kept, has prepared for you and I. It is a place of safety. And the Bible says, it is the land that the Lord takes care of. It says, the eyes of the Lord is open. The eyes of the Lord is always upon it. It is the land that the Lord takes care of. And the eyes of the Lord is always upon it from the beginning of the year till the end of the year. That means his eyes never goes off it. That is a land of possession that the Lord has prepared for you. Your land of possession is different from mine, but everything works together for our good, to the glory of God. He said, it is the land that the Lord takes care of. His eyes is upon that land that he has prepared for us. Do we know the land of possession for us? His land of possession is the place of forgiveness, the place of redemption that he has given to us through his son, Jesus Christ. In that land of possession is the forgiveness of sin, is the place of redemption, is the place of rest, is the place where we hold, where we stay still, and it takes charge for us. It is a place of redemption. Our land of possession is the place of forgiveness of our sins. It is not a place of guilt nor condemnation. It is a place of peace that we should enjoy God to the fullness. It's not a place where we are being stigmatized. It's a place where we are loved. It's a place where he forgives our sins. Anytime we err, he forgives us. He's willing. His hands are wide open to receive us back whenever we make mistakes. It's a place of daily help. It's a place of refuge. It's a place of strength in the time of trouble. In the later passage, he said, the sacred home of the Most High, which is our hearts. Our heart is the sacred place of the Most High. It is the place where forgiveness takes place. It is the place where we receive strength. It is the place where we receive peace. It is the place where our inner mind is renewed and strengthened on a daily basis. If we allow the Holy Spirit to reside in our hearts, he said it's a sacred place, a sacred home of the Most High. The sacred place of the Most High is our hearts. There's a verse in the Bible that says, my son, give your heart to me, because that is the place where God stays. It is the place where he dwells. It is his residence. It is the place of God. When we allow God into our heart, it stays our mind and it helps to renew our mind on a daily basis. It is not a one-time thing. That is why the book of Romans says that we should renew our mind on a daily basis. We need this renewal of the mind because the devil, our enemy, is roaming about at all times looking for whom he will devour. That is why we should not lose guard. We should continually renew our mind in the word of the Lord, in the presence of the Lord, in the place of fellowship, so that we can be strengthened on the daily basis. We should forget not to fellowship with the Holy Spirit when it is convenient, when it is not convenient. Fellowship with the Holy Spirit in any way you find yourself. The heart is the place that is very, very important. You can commune with God with your heart even when you are doing other stuffs. Our heart is the place where God needs to be resident. It is a sacred home that the Most High needs to dwell. Let the Holy Spirit take charge of your heart. Let him dwell in your heart. Let us allow his presence to fill our heart. Let us remember that he watches over us. We are the land that he takes care of. The place of possession is our heart. When we release our heart to him, to dwell, to take authority, to be in charge, to lead us in all areas. I want to say this prayer. Holy Spirit, come and make my heart your own. Come and make it your home. Come and be everything I am and all I know and all I will continue to know. Search my heart daily through and through until my heart becomes a home for you on a daily basis. Until my heart becomes a sacred place for you to stay. Help me, O God, on a daily basis to stay rooted in you in the name of Jesus Christ. Because of time and space, we will continue tomorrow if the Lord permits. Remember that the Lord is our safe refuge. He always wants to pour his river into our home, into our heart, into the place of possession, a sacred place. That is when we release our heart to God. I pray that as we go out today, we will go out in the strength of God. We will go out in the grace of God. We will release our place of possession, our hearts, our land, which the Lord takes care of, which the Lord is ready to take care of at all times. I pray that God will help us, that we release our totality to God, that the Spirit of the Lord will take charge, he will be resident, that our life will be the expressions of the life of God in Jesus' name. It is well with us in Jesus' name. We use this medium to pray for Nigeria, our country, that in the name of Jesus Christ, Nigeria will seek refuge in the Lord. We are citizens of the country, will seek refuge from the Lord at all times, no matter what comes our ways. We are rest assured. We receive this calmness and this stillness in the Lord. We are holding our peace because the Lord will fight for us. And this is our declaration. This is what we are holding on, that in God we enjoy peace. No matter what Nigeria is facing, in God we enjoy the stillness and this calmness of mind because we are secured in him. It is well with us in Jesus' name. As we go out today, the grace of the Lord is our portion in the name of Jesus. It is well with us. Go out in the strength of the Lord. In Jesus' name we've prayed. Amen. Good morning once again, and God bless you.